Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Easter blessings to you. Easter continues for 6 weeks as we continue the great blessings of Easter. And this is the second weekend of Easter. The second weekend of Easter as we continue the Easter celebrations. And every year, we read the same story. Every year, we read the same story of the weekend after Easter. And of a special disciple. A disciple, one of them that followed Jesus for the 3 years that he was there. And a disciple that gets kind of a bad rap. And it's kind of too bad that it is. The disciple, Thomas. You know him sometimes as Doubting Thomas. But you know, the Bible never calls him Doubting Thomas. Jesus certainly says, stop doubting and believe. But the Bible calls him, really by what his name is, calls him Didymus. Didymus, or the twin. Thomas, our twin. Do you know any twins? I think we all know twins. We have twins in the congregation. Many of you maybe have twins in your family and so on. Lots and lots of twins. What great blessings that they are. How very, very special that they are. I want to ask you about that tonight because we're going to be talking about a very special biblical twin, and that is Thomas himself. Thomas Didymus, the twin. Have you ever wondered who the twin was of Thomas? You know, you could take the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you could read those, and you might decide, because Matthew chapter 10 puts Thomas with Matthew the tax collector. Oh, so Thomas and Matthew were twins, right? But then you go and you read Acts chapter 1, and you find out that Thomas is paired up with Philip. Oh, well, wait a minute. Maybe we don't know who that twin is of Thomas. Maybe Thomas's twin wasn't one of the 12 apostles. I really like the fact that we don't know Thomas's twin because I believe that the scriptures would have us to see ourselves as Thomas's twin and to hear and understand how Jesus lovingly cared for Thomas and how Jesus lovingly helped to direct Thomas in his life, very similar to our lives as well. And so tonight, as we hear from John chapter 20 once again, please listen as Thomas's twin, as we are that twin tonight. The scripture reading starts off on Easter evening, and Thomas isn't around. The scripture reading starts off on Easter evening as Jesus appears to 10 of the disciples. 10 of the disciples who were doubting disciples. Maybe we ought to talk about doubting Peter and doubting Matthew and doubting Philip and go through all of those because they were just as doubting. There were 10 disciples doubting in that room and one disciple doubting outside of that room. And if I would have been there, there would have been another doubter, I'm afraid, that would have been there. How hard it was to believe. Even though we know that on that day, John, the gospel writer, will record for us. Mary Magdalene had gone to the tomb and saw it was empty and came back. And you remember Peter and John had come and they looked at the tomb and they found out it was empty and they came back once again. The two Emmaus disciples, that same day, Jesus had walked with them. The two Emmaus disciples had come and had said to the disciples, "We've seen the Lord." And the disciples, the 10, didn't believe it. It wasn't until Jesus suddenly appeared to them behind locked doors. And Jesus said the first thing, "Shalom, peace be with you." What a wonderful greeting. Peace be with you. And then Jesus, to those 10 disciples, showed them his hands and his side, his badges of, "This is truly me. I am the one who suffered and died on that cross. I am the one who truly rose once again." It wasn't just Thomas who was doubting, it was each of those disciples. So Thomas, what does the scriptures teach us about Thomas? It actually tells us three different things about Thomas, three different times about Didymus, our twin. It was a few weeks before Easter. Jesus had been away from Jerusalem because the Pharisees wanted to kill him, and he had heard that his friend Lazarus had died. And as you recall, as John writes for us, Jesus stayed 2 extra days, and by the time that he came, Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days. It was for certain that he was dead. But the point of Thomas and this whole story that is here is that Jesus finally says to his disciples, we're going to Bethany. We're going to Bethany to see Lazarus and to see Mary and Martha. And the disciples said, whoa, Lord, no, that's where they want to kill you. No, we can't go back there. And how interesting it is that it's Didymus. It's Thomas who says, let us go that we may die with him. That sounds pretty courageous, doesn't it? That sounds pretty courageous that Thomas would come and be willing to come and die with Jesus. Are we his twin? Are we willing to die with Jesus? Are we willing to set aside the desires and the wants of our lives when they go contrary to what Jesus does and to put that to death rather than and instead to follow Jesus? Or when the world wants all kinds of different things of us in different ways, are we willing to suffer and to die with Jesus as Thomas said that he would? It was Thomas on that first Easter evening who wasn't there. I'm wondering why Thomas wasn't there when the other 10 were. They were behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. Was Thomas more courageous? Was Thomas maybe getting along with his life and understanding that he needed to get on with that? We don't know. It doesn't tell us there. But maybe Thomas was more courageous than those other disciples were and was out doing those different kinds of things. We don't know for sure. What we do know is that on Maundy Thursday night, when Jesus had, first of all, given the Passover meal and the Lord's Supper, he had washed his disciples' feet. He had said to Peter, you will deny me 3 times. He had dismissed Judas as he had left. And then he was teaching his disciples. And Jesus was teaching his disciples from John chapter 14, very familiar words that we hear oftentimes. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place, I'm coming back. And it's Thomas. It's Didymus. It's Thomas the courageous one. It's Thomas the bold one who said, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how do we know the way? And Jesus gives us that wonderful I am statement, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Thanks to Thomas the courageous, Thomas the bold one, Thomas the one who was willing to ask questions, Thomas the one who was a good student. Ah, the best thing a teacher loves is when a student asks those questions that come from the heart and that really they wonder about, so that the teacher can truly teach. Oh, what a blessing it was that Thomas asked that question. Lord, we don't know. And Jesus told us he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus never condemned Thomas. Jesus could have said to Thomas, Thomas, you ought to know the way. You've been following me for 3 years. Jesus never reprimanded Thomas for his honesty and for his boldness, for his asking of those kinds of questions. He never reprimands us either as we ask those hard kinds of questions and when we wonder sometimes about what it is that happens in our lives and why it is that Jesus is doing these things. And yet, Thomas not there on that first Easter evening. And when the rest of the disciples said, we saw the Lord, Thomas wouldn't believe them. Was it just too good to be true? Why was it that Thomas said, I have to see it for myself. I need to put my finger in the nail holes and my hand into his side. Unless I see it, I won't believe it. Why is it that we doubt sometimes? Why is it that we find it so hard to believe some things sometimes? You know, when Thomas then did see Jesus. It was the week after Easter, just as we're celebrating now. And Jesus came once again. The disciples were behind closed doors. Same thing Jesus says to them, "Shalom, peace be with you." Thomas was there. And Jesus says, lovingly, I think, but also reprimanding to Thomas, "Thomas, put your finger here. Place your hand into my side. Stop doubting and do believe." Thomas, the one who continued to be the one who was doubting and yet courageous, the one who needed that proof for himself. When he got that proof, when he saw his Lord and his Savior, what a confession that he made. "My Lord and my God." How God worked so powerfully in Thomas's life. Thomas, our twin, the one who was bold and willing to ask those questions and confessed his Savior. "Stop doubting and believe," Jesus said to him and to us. There was a pastor's son who got kind of frustrated. His mom and dad always said, "Go wash your hands before dinner." And he says, "Germs and Jesus, germs and Jesus. That's all we ever talk about around here, and I've never seen either one." Well, no, you don't see germs, and you don't see Jesus. But germs are real, and germs are very harmful, and germs are things that you need to wash your hands of. Jesus, on the other side, is so precious and wonderful. Even though we have not seen him, oh, how precious and gracious that he is. What a special privilege for Olivia's baptism tonight. On Easter, the weekend after Easter. A reminder of that great blessing of Easter, that we are washed clean. Washed clean of our sin. Washed clean of the things that would condemn us, and received Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ into our lives. What a miracle and what a new life that is. And it makes a difference. It makes a great difference. Story is told of a Muslim family. A 16-year-old daughter went to school with some Christians, and the 16-year-old Muslim daughter heard about Jesus and became a believer in Jesus. Tragically, that 16-year-old Muslim daughter died. And her parents came to this Christian friend and said, "What did you do to my daughter?" And the Christian friend didn't quite understand what it is that she was accusing her of. And she said, "I didn't do anything. Why do you ask?" And the mother said, "She died with a smile on her face. Our people don't die that way." This daughter who knew Jesus Christ, this daughter who was changed from being Muslim to a Christian, died in peace because of Jesus. She knew that life that was hers because of Jesus Christ. She knew of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and that it truly was hers. Neither death nor life nor anything can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, the Scriptures tell us. That Christ Jesus rose, and because he rose, we have life again. Oh, how precious that gift is as Jesus continues that Easter blessing in our lives as well. Jesus gives a blessed Easter beatitude. He said to Thomas, and he says to us, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." We are blessed. We are blessed in so many different ways. The disciples at that first Easter time had to meet behind locked doors for fear of the Jews. We still have freedom of religion, and we can meet very publicly here, and we can meet and worship in God's house. We're blessed so richly with so many gifts that he gives to us and so many opportunities to use those kinds of gifts. What a great blessing that is. We have opportunity for special thanks and praise to God. Tradition tells us that Thomas went and began a mission in India. Thomas, our twin, He began a mission there. Where might a mission be that God would have us to begin? We're about into and beginning this capital campaign, this reaching the lost and strengthening the saved. Out of that, we'll have some mission dollars that we will be having that God will lead us and direct us into some new kind of a mission for us here at Holy Cross. With Thomas, our twin, what a special opportunity he's going to give to us as we have that opportunity for missions. In the meantime, we can, like Thomas, not only confess my Lord and my God, but share that message with others, especially those who don't yet know that Easter blessing. Yes, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In the precious name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may that peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our twin Thomas in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.